We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Red Sox Review brought to you by the cleanup and restoration specialist at SurPro. Call 1-800-SURPRO.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Well, sort of symbolic. Excellent job by Justin Turpin, our producer here tonight. That the rain is going to be one of the major storylines at the end of a disappointing, dreary Red Sox season. That was the weather tonight over at Fenway Park. The Red Sox win 6-0, your final Red Sox review up until 11 o'clock here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. Mike Mananski with you for a second to final time here. There's one more scheduled game tomorrow. We'll see how that plays off, but we're expecting, I'm not expecting anything. I'm not making any predictions. I'm done with that, but we're here for now between now and 11 o'clock with your reactions to maybe not the Red Sox win tonight, but about the season in general. It's 617-779-7937 is our phone number. You can jump in on Twitter at MuttWEEI or Mutt at Night WEEI, the show account. We'll be back to doing regular Mutt at Night programming as soon as this, Thursday. We'll have a show 6 to 7:30 right up until Thursday Night Football, and then Friday 6 until 9 throughout the course of the football season. We'll have guests. We'll have segments. We'll be all set and go from Red Sox season right into Mutt at Night season a couple days from now. As far as the Red Sox game tonight, it really is too bad that potentially Nate Eovaldi's final appearance in a Sox uniform and Xander Bogaerts' final appearance in a Red Sox uniform was seen by like 4,000 people in disgusting, wet, it's October, but really November weather. It'll just sort of be forgotten. Because there was a cool moment, like Eovaldi getting called a complete game shutout in the record books and on Daily Fantasy, all that stuff. It was cool in its own right, and he gutted it out. He'd have to come back and pitch this year. Eovaldi came back to pitch. More on him in a second. He to me, is like the secondary part of this, and I don't mean to short shrift Eovaldi, but Xander Bogaerts hit a pretty memorable grand slam tonight. Fifth inning, Red Sox leading, was 1-0 at that point. Bases loaded, absolutely tattooed one. Over the Green Monster, you know, just was just a no-doubter. And it's his 15th home run of the year, 7th career grand slam, 156th, I believe, career Red Sox home run, which places him 16th all-time. And, like, nobody saw it. Like, I want everyone to watch every Red Sox game, or in this case, listen to every Red Sox game. But given their place in the standings, given the weather, like, I'll say this. If that's his final at-bat, that's his final Red Sox moment, the guy deserved a better send-off than what Mother Nature gave Xander Bogaerts tonight. And I know Will Fleming is very positive that Xander is going to be back. I don't share the same optimism. I don't think Red Sox ownership, in this case, Red Sox, their front office. Now, if ownership has their way, I think ownership will overpay Xander Bogaerts. I think ownership will say he's worth more to us than your spreadsheets say, Chaim Bloom and company. We're going to pay him. So that is still it's a real possibility. I think ownership is reactionary, in some ways good, in some ways bad. It's been that way for a decade or so with this Red Sox front office. I think they have heard the outcries from Red Sox fans. They know Sox fans want Xander back. So certainly is a potential that they say to High and Bloom and Company, you're going to pay that man. Bring this guy back. What's not so cut and dry and is a very much a gray area is if they say to them, well, if you want to do that, we can't bring Rafael Devers back a year from now. And so at that point, what do they do? You know, is it financially feasible for the Red Sox to sign both players? The answer is yes, they can do it. Do they want to do that and put more pressure on the system? Get this clear. I'm not advocating for them to pick one or the other. They can sign both guys. They can sign Xander long-term. They can sign Devers long-term. They can do both. Will they choose to do it? I have no clue. Just have no clue. And what does ownership do if they end up getting the word from the front office, we can only sign one of these two guys? Devers is probably a better hitter right now. He's certainly younger. Bogart's coming off a great year. And so this is where my brain starts going, right? It's a very small brain, and God knows I'm not a very bright person. But what's the decision then? So I'm working on the assumption, quite frankly, that unless ownership steps in and they're willing to pay him more than High and Bloom wants to pay him, that he's not going to be back. That he'll get to free. He's going to opt out of his deal, get to free agency. The Phillies, the Cubs, somebody else comes calling. They offer a boatload of money. Bogarts goes back to the Red Sox and says, will you match this? And they say, thanks, but no thanks. Because I do think, and Jason Mastrodonto wrote about this in the Herald yesterday, the Sox have been a little bit disingenuous in the Bogart stuff by saying it's his decision to opt out. Even Alex Cora has said that. Not really. It's not his decision. Nope. You made the decision not to re-sign him long-term. You made the decision to not, or you made the decision to take advantage of a super-friendly contract, a team-friendly contract, under-market value deal. Then you made the decision to offer him that terrible one-year extension, whatever that was in spring training. Your decisions forced Xander to make a very simple decision, one that, by the way, contractually you gave him, and that's the ability to opt out. He'd be dumb not opt out at this point. I just don't like the way the Red Sox have spun this the last couple of weeks and months. Well, it's Xander's call. John Henry did it. Bloom did it. Cora did it. I think Cora wants him back. Amongst those three, I think Cora definitely wants this guy back. So if he's got to say, he might be back. If ownership jumps in and gets involved, he might be back. If it's just baseball operations, I don't think he's back. And I know what High and Bloom said to Rob Bradford of the Bradford Show podcast, which you all go listen to, but I also don't think that High and Bloom tells the truth in the media because it doesn't do him any good. And I think High and Bloom would tell you that doesn't do him much good to be super honest, completely honest, and you know, bleed out when he goes on the morning show or talks to Rob Bradford. So I just wish it was like nice night tonight, 15, 20,000 people, grand slam, standing ovation. Instead, it's Mother Nature, gray, October, rainy, 4,000 fans, grand slam that nobody's going to remember. And again, I wish everyone was watching and listening, but given where they're on the standings and the weather, like, I'm not sure it was like Nesson's highest game or our highest rated game of the year, as good as Joe Will and Sean Arden, as good as Eck was in the pregame show tonight. So those are my couple of thoughts off the game tonight, looking at it 2023. You guys are already lining up. The most diehard fans in all of baseball are Red Sox fans. Win, lose, or draw, you guys line up on the phone lines after a Red Sox game at 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Twitter as well at Mutt WEEI or Mutt at Night WEEI. We'll get Xander phone calls. We'll get regular season phone calls, all season phone calls. We'll do it next year. Red Sox Review, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward.
You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Oh, that rain theme is going to be front and center the next 24 hours. It is Red Sox Review. Mike Manansky with you until 11 o'clock tonight. Justin Turpin taking your phone calls behind the glass, 617-779-7937. We'll hear from Alex Cora later on in the pregame show, postgame show, excuse me. Red Sox win tonight, 6-0 your final, and a 5 2/3. Nate Eovaldi gets credit for the win and a shutout win at that. Xander Bogaerts, a grand slam, and what could be his final at bat. We'll get you his comments. He spoke a little while ago. Bring you up those comments as well. But reacting to what you saw tonight, the future of Xander and Rafael Devers, this team in the offseason, and his promise to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Steven Westerly on Xander Bogaerts leads us off tonight. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Mutt. You know, I was telling Justin, you know, I'm 53 years old. You know, I'd had a lot of different, you know, quote unquote favorite Red Sox. And since Xander came up in 13, in the September of 13, he's kind of been my guy. You know, he's a doubles machine. Is he phenomenal at short? No, but he plays a good short and he plays hard. And, you know, he could have mailed it in the last few weeks. And there he is out there tonight in the rain. Grand slam, you know, and I just watched his comments after the game, and, you know, he's just a good ball player. And, you know, to maybe what you were saying earlier, you know, they told us they couldn't pay for Mookie because they had to pay for the infielders, being Devers and Bogaerts.
Sure.
And now, you know, now we got to hear, oh, don't know if we could pay this one or pay them both or, you know, pay whatever. I don't want to hear it. You're the Boston Red Sox. I feel like I felt this way at the trade deadline. I really do feel like there's a real disconnect between the front office, and I'm talking the top of the front office, ownership, and the clubhouse. I mean, I just feel like there's a big, big gap there. And if they lose this guy, I tell you, I'm going to be really disappointed. I'm going to be really disappointed in this organization. And I feel like at times, you know, I know you can't call for a new owner, but maybe it's run its course. It's been 20 years. They've won a lot, but they've also finished in last place a lot. And I feel like maybe it's run its course. And I don't know, some young hotshot billionaire to come in and, I don't know, give the place a jolt, because I do feel like, you know, last place, first place, last place, first place. It kind of gets a little old, especially when you do look at the Yankees, who, what is it? I saw some stat, 25 out of the last 27 years, they've had winning seasons, something like that. I mean, that does matter. I know they don't have the titles in the last, you know, whatever, 15 years, but, that consistency does matter.
Yeah, you covered a lot of ground there. I certainly appreciate the phone call, Steve. The Bogaerts point, let's start there. Okay, they can afford Bogaerts and Devers, and if they pretend they can't, they're lying. If they don't bring them both back, they don't want to bring them back. It's not that they can't, it's that they won't. Like, I'll give you an example of can't versus won't. Like, I'm 5'8 and a half, 5'9. Okay, I can't dunk a basketball. It's not that I won't dunk if we're playing pickup, I can't dunk. Okay, the Red Sox, they can bring these guys back. If they don't, it's not because they can't. It's because they won't bring them back. And that front office sells ownership on Marcelo Mayer is a couple of years away, and he's going to be one of the top prospects in baseball, potentially, as soon as next year. Marcelo Mayer might be one of the top prospects in baseball. Nick York, another infielder, one of the better prospects they have. And so they may try to sell ownership, Chaim Bloom and his baseball ops team. We don't need to reinvest in Xander Bogaerts. We're all set. We're going to spend that money on X. So to the caller's point, absolutely. I think Bogaerts a lot of people's favorites, kids and adults alike. He's accountable. He always speaks after a win or a loss. Hell, when Mookie Betts was here as a better player, guess who the media went to? They went to Xander. He's a stand-up guy like that. That's the first part of it, okay? So Steve's right. People should be mad. It's not a can't thing. It's a won't thing. The ownership part, I get it. There are times I really don't like Red Sox ownership either, right? Whether it has been moves they made on the field, comments they made about this radio station, like front office, like I'm not their biggest fan. As far as spending money, they spend money. That they're not the issue. You know what? At some level, they might be, but they're not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is that Chaim Bloom did a bad job putting this team together. He could have spent money. Hell, they're over the luxury tax, so clearly ownership was okay with that. Like, so if John Henry sells the team, are they more likable? Probably. I think fans have soured on Henry. I think fans, you know, right or wrong, see him as like this billionaire who wants to own the Penguins and an NBA team in Liverpool, and he gets crap for that. But he does spend money. Maybe not always the right things. Pablo Sandoval, you know, Chris Sale, and others. They made mistakes there. But does a new owner with Chaim Bloom, does that fix it? No, I think it's really up to Chaim Bloom to figure out this team going forward. But on the Bogaerts part, every right to crap on this team that don't bring Xander Bogaerts back. Our buddy David in Florida waiting patiently. Hi, David.
Mark.
David.
Mark.
You're on the air, David. Go ahead, pal.
I'm trying to prepare myself for Joe's baseball breaks your heart.
It's Bart Giamatti, right? Bart Giamatti's poem tomorrow. Yeah. Probably going to hear that in the... You'll hear it in the post game. We'll play it on Red Sox Review tomorrow. It's an emotional day for all of us, David. Baseball. Yeah. Well, you got a month of playoff baseball without the Red Sox, but Red Sox baseball goes away tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I get more excited, if I get more sadder than I do more excited on opening day. I mean,
you say more sadder? You say more sadder, David?
I did not say more sadder.
Okay.
Such word as sadder.
You said more sadder. I guarantee you, David. Justin's going to find that. Go ahead, buddy.
Mm-hmm. At any rate, you know, I mean, first of all, next season, let's fast forward to April of next year. How many games do you give Cora and or Bloom if they bring them both back before you get rid of one of them next year? I give them 20 games, and that's it. I give them like the first 2-3 weeks of the season, and that's it. And if they're not like, not even necessarily just the record, but the way they're playing, then if that's not satisfactory, then I just get rid of one and or both.
David, can I tell you, I think Cora's back for sure. Like, I think there is no doubt in my mind that Alex Cora is back next year. There's at least a 1% chance, in my opinion, that Chaim Bloom is not. And I'm not predicting that. I don't think it's going to happen. I have no inside information. But when ownership sits down in the offseason, they're going to ask about what would you do in the bullpen? They're going to bring up 3 or 4 arms that signed for more money elsewhere. Why didn't you get those guys? Why was Jake Diekman here? Why is Matt Strom here? How did Kyle Schwarber get away? Like, there are some real tough questions for Chaim Bloom. I'm not advocating for him to be fired. I don't think he'll be fired. But in the range of outcomes of what could happen in the next couple of weeks, 1% of the time out of a million simulations, one out of a million, they decide to move on from Chaim Bloom and name Brian O'Halloran the new baseball president or go outside the organization and do it. I don't think it's going to happen. So going into next year, he is on much more of a hot seat or a hot plate than Cora is. Alex Cora is, I mean, Alex, the players love him. The ownership loves him. The fans love him. Like, that guy, unless they come out like 1-19, like remember Doc Rivers 1 year? He won manager of the year before, and they started 1-10 in Orlando and they fired him. Unless they start out, like, I used the 20 games that David said, 1-19, 2-18, 3-17, really playing really bad. The team's not responding to him. You start to hear some stuff coming out of the clubhouse, then they'll jettison Cora, but I don't think he's on that list. I think it is much more likely that if the season goes poorly next year, they do what they did to Ben Cherington, which is fire him. Remember the Red Sox? They fired Ben Cherington on the second night of the Jimmy Fund radio telethon and like hid behind that, which is an amazing, amazing thing when you think about it that no one ever brings up, that they did that on the night of the Jimmy Fund radio telethon. They said goodbye to Ben Cherington, which is kind of brutal when you think about it. But I think Bloom is much more likely to take the fall for this than Alex Cora is. And I do think, as a caller said earlier, I have one more part of Steve's call. He let us off tonight. There is a disconnect between the clubhouse and the front office. Might not be Cora and Bloom, but the players in Bloom, holy mackerel. I mean, Evaldi aired that guy out for not keeping Kevin Pilecki around, which is kind of silly in its own right. But it tells you how little they think of him, at least right now. So the open door meeting after the trade deadline, I don't think it worked. So long-winded way of saying, I think Cora is safe almost no matter what, barring extreme, extreme poor start next year. I think Bloom's the guy that if someone's going to lose their job, and again, not advocating for it, not calling it, not predicting it, he's the guy that will lose his job first. Doug is on the Cape on the Red Sox next season. Hi, Doug.
Hey.
Hey.
Calling from rainy Cape Cod. You know, I'm looking at my bookshelf here. I just such a baseball fan. Look at a Kike Hernandez bobblehead here.
Nice.
I got some bobblehead night.
Nice.
That was fun. You know, and the Yak, real quick with the Yak, I went with my dad to a Sox game in 98. Saw basically Yak pitch his last game at Fenway with my dad last time I went to a game with him. Cool stuff baseball is. Cool stuff. And we got to deal with Bloom. I think we're missing something here, if I can just say what I think here.
Okay.
I believe I'm looking at facts. I'm looking at the way they think. I think they have faith in Bloom. Tampa Bay does it with a bunch of arms and a bunch of no names, and they keep winning. I think Bloom has that thought pattern. Think of Earl Weaver. I'm going to go back to Earl Weaver. Do you remember anything about what he did and what he said a lot in the early 70s with those teams?
I was not alive, so you tell me, Doug. Go ahead.
Okay, here it is. The way you win baseball games, pitching, defense, and a three-run homer. And he was right. We have the defense. I believe Xander's gone. I don't think they'll keep Devers. I think they're both gone. I really do. And the way this thinks, we have Story. So, we have
Doug, who are they replacing with those guys? Who are they going to replace those guys with?
Well, you know, fantastic question. Story, I have huge faith in Story as a ball player. Incredible defense. I know you haven't seen him light it up with a bat.
He's a good capable second baseman this year. So he's going to shortstop. How are they replacing the offense of Devers and Bogarts?
Well, I have to tell you. They have Devers for another year.
Oh, okay? I agree.
So next year.
They're not going to let him walk into next year without a contract extension and have a lame duck year with Devers. They're going to get him signed extension this year. They're going to trade him this year, Doug. I appreciate the phone call. We got other calls to get to. So, Doug's talking about the pitching defense, three-run home run. I didn't think they had the defense, man. Like, Trevor Story is a good defensive player. First base was a disaster this year. An absolute joke, a punchline. Franchi Cordero, Christian Arroyo at first base that you're kicking the ball around. Poor Tom Amansky's got to watch that crap. Absolute joke. I don't know if they care about defense. I will see what Bloom does. But Trevor Story is a really good defensive shortstop. He was also a really good second baseman when he played. He was hurt. And he wasn't healthy and didn't hit home runs this year. So they need a healthy Trevor Story, to Doug's point. But my question is, if they're going to let Bogarts walk, and then if he's right, Devers is gone, where's the offense come from? This team is not going to become a pitching and defense machine in the American League. It ain't going to work that way. Even with reduced games against the division next year, you go from 19 to 14 with this new stupid schedule, these interleague games. This ain't the National League. You better find some power. And I think it's right there. It should be at the top of Chaim Bloom's list. Where's my power come from? I let Schwarber go. Maybe Bogarts is gone. Maybe Devers is gone. Where are my home runs in this offense? 617-779-7937. The phone number right back to your phone calls. And from Alex Cora next. Red Sox Review, Sports Radio, WEEI.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original. Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI. It's raining, baby.
Rain cutting short the Red Sox and the Rays tonight from Fenway Park. Red Sox win 6-0. Mutt with you until midnight. It should be 11 o'clock here on WEEI. Best of coming up with some good stuff, including Dennis Eckersley, who got very well received today on the Red Sox pregame show. You hear that and a lot more. Unlike in Rockies Dodgers tonight, game delayed thanks to a drone flying over the field. Have you done any drone flying, Turpin? I see people doing it near my home. I have not flown a drone myself, for being honest.
I have not. I want to, though. It seems pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'd crash it. Like, it should be a big waste of money for me. Like, I'd get it. It's like, and again, I'm dating myself here, but there used to be the thing called remote control cars when we were kids, and I would get one and just break it immediately. So I'm not the one to have those things, but I've never flown a drone. I would like to, but I like to borrow one, not have my own, because I'd be nervous about breaking it. But the Red Sox cut short tonight thanks to rain, but they win 6-0. Xander Bogaerts, a grand slam. Red Sox pregame comes your way tomorrow at 3:10 for a 4:10 first pitch with, again, some wet weather in the forecast. We have from Alex Cora coming up in a couple of minutes. Jake in the great state of New Hampshire on Xander Bogaerts. Hi, Jake.
Hi, how's it going?
Jake.
How are you?
You're on the air, buddy.
It started going downhill, Mutt, right at the All-Star break when Frank Thomas asked Xander Bogaerts what the plan was. Would they go back and get ready for the playoffs? And he's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? That was it, because they didn't know what the front office was going to do. And when it was obvious that they weren't going to spend the money to give it a shot, they gave up on the team, and that was it. You know, morale was down, and it was horrible. I've never seen a front office be have such an effect on the second half of the season like that. And
Jake, it's 2 years in a row. If you want to be honest, I mean, last year they went in the tank at the trade deadline and never bounced back from that until they did, because they were just supremely talented. This year they weren't good enough, you know. But the team reacted negatively last year too. This team was just not as good, and I don't put that on Alex Cora. The players' performance was an issue. And offensively, there were guys like Xander with his power, JD with his power, Trevor Story hurt, that they thought they'd get more from. This is more about the way Bloom put the team together. Did a really bad job in the bullpen, at first base, in the outfield. Like, just looking back on it now, this was not, and I'll probably do more on this tomorrow as part of my pregame show, but it just was not a good job by Bloom. And he's got a lot to prove now, man. He's got a lot of people questioning, can he do it? Is he built for Boston? And I think the fans, their confidence in him is down right now. Rocco on the Cape on High on Bloom. Hi, Rocco.
Wow, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Rock?
Hey, so I got this figured out. Listen, you know what High on Bloom is? He's like a 10-year-old boy looking at his old man's porn magazines and not figuring out how to get where he wants to go. He just has no idea. I mean, he's seen the best there is, but he can't go get it.
Yeah, that's the analogy's lost on me. I can't make that same connection, Rocco. I appreciate you thinking outside the box. I'm not sure he knows what he wants. I mean, I'm not sure. Does he want power bats or not? Does he want high-priced bullpen guys or not? Can he get away with, you know, Garrett Whitlock in the rotation, not in the bullpen next year? Like, there are a lot of questions. Now that I try to unpack that very random, bizarre analogy, I'm not sure I agree. I'm not sure High on Bloom knows what he wants. I'm not sure if he knows how to build a winner. We're going to find out. He came 2 games short last year, but unfortunately for him, unlike Tampa, Boston is not content with going to ALCSs. You have to win championships. This team in the front office says building way too much. Building, 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 building. I'm sick of that word. I want to hear winning. Not building. I'm guessing Alex Cora does too. He spoke after the Red Sox win tonight over Fenway Park.
Yeah, I mean, good swing. It's been a while. He's been searching and not swinging at the right pitches, and he was ahead in the count 1-0, got a breaking ball up, and didn't miss it. So, you know, it was good to see him, doing that. Really good, really good. Complete game. Second one in the season. He's bragging about it. I think he's leading the league probably, right? good fastball. He hit 96 a few times. You can see him making strides, right? Which is what he wanted and what we wanted to see too. So the fastball command was good early on. The double play by Xander, great one right there. The play by Tommy, it was a good one. We played some good defense behind him. But I think overall, early on, mixing up his pitches, that's what he needs to do, throwing a 94, 96, which is great. The cutter and the curveball, the split, using the fastball away was really good, and he kept them off balance, and it was a good one. I mean, he was cruising along. I look up. I was like, he might go seven. We got to be careful with that. You know, we were talking about it before the game. I told him, if you hit 100, you get 120 pitches today. So the odds were in my favor. You know, he wasn't going to hit 100. But, yeah, I mean, overall, a good one, a good one. No, no. He's been the same guy, just preparing. Obviously, yesterday his tide was back, so he didn't play. But he's been the same. You know, it's a different vibe. You know, things with medical and all that stuff. You know, it's just different. But he's been the same guy. Yeah. I mean, a great season. A kid that he's right now the ambassador of the game, and he does it the right way. No red flags, just keeps grinding. I mean, 55, 56 games in a row, you know, that tells a lot, right? And, you know, he's putting one of the best seasons offensively in the history of the game. He's the guy that carried that offense throughout the season. He played great defensively. In a very challenging year from day one, when they talk about the contract and all that stuff. And the spotlight was on him. He didn't shy away from it. He actually enjoyed it. It looked like it, and he was amazing.
Good stuff from Cord tonight. Look forward to having him on the pregame show tomorrow. His thoughts on the season and what to expect into the offseason. My guess is that Alex Cord will make some appearances here on WEEI, certainly the Bradfo Show podcast. During the offseason, we'll see if they play tomorrow, folks. I mean, if that's it for Xander Bogaerts, it's pretty fitting that he hits that grand slam. We'll see what happens in the offseason. We'll go through a lot of offseason stuff tomorrow in the pregame show, and they'll be on after the game until about 10 o'clock, depending on if they play. Could be just a regular Bud at Night, 6 to 10, if they ran this thing out. But plan on his pregame show, 3:10, first pitch, 4:10 across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. A lot more tomorrow. Best of WEEI next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.